Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Excuse me, Coach Fox. I know you're busy, but have you ever heard of Lawrence Taylor, Walter Payton, or Eric Dickerson?
Yeah, Rosemary, those names ring a bell. They just happen to be three of the greatest players in the history of the NFL. Why?
They're outside.
What?
They say they want to see you, but I told them you were busy.
I'm not busy. I'm not busy. Show them in. Show them in. Eric.
How's it going, Coach?
Walter.
How you doing, Coach?
LT. Oh, man. Oh, Coach. Coach. Rosemary, did you hear that? He called me Coach. So what are you guys doing here?
We want to come out of retirement and play for you.
You're kidding.
We're not kidders, Coach. We think you're the greatest.
The truth is, we've been watching you all season. We like the style.
Style. I didn't even know I had any style. Oh, man.
So what do you say?
Do you want us?
Do I want you? I want you. Oh, I want you.
I told you.
You got it?
I want you bad.
I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. I want you.
Hayden?
Huh?
Were you dreaming?
Oh, yeah, Christine, I was having the best dream ever.
Is that about me?
Uh-huh.
This morning.
Yeah, well, I kind of got into something with Christine and had to finish.
Oh. You got a couple of calls from some guys who want to come play for you.
Really? Who?
Carl Lapley, Bill Buttermilk, and Lou Firpo.
Who the hell are they?
Bill and Carl build houses together and lose their bartender.
Now that sounds more like my life.
All right, everybody, stop everything. Let me ask you one question. Are you ready to change your life today?
Yes.
Okay, we got Dauber. How about you, Hayden?
Well, this may sound familiar, but what the hell are you talking about?
You remember my dentist, Art Hipke?
And also your barber, Art Hipke, and your jeweler, Art Hipke.
Right. Well, today I'm here as Luther's accountant, Art Hipke. Yeah. Art's down here to do my taxes, and I figured as long as he's down here, I might as well get a haircut and a root canal. Anyway, yesterday, during surgery, he told me about this business investment opportunity that is so fantastic, so unbelievable, so incredible.
Oh, not interested.
You mean you're not interested?
I have told you this before, Luther. I don't care how great the opportunity is. I don't think it's a good idea for friends to be in business together.
Well, we can't already in business together in the football business.
Yeah, look how that's going.
Hayden, you need to start sheltering all that money you're making. Now, as their dentist, I know that my patients' teeth aren't going to last forever. That's why I look for outside investments that will help to secure my future.
So do I. That's why I keep my money in a bank.
Hayden, listen. Listen, it's okay. I just was telling you about this because I was so excited about it. I mean, if you're not interested, I mean, that's perfectly all right with me. I mean, if you're not interested in one of the most exciting, one of the most unbelievable business opportunities that's ever come down the pike, then, you know, that's fine with me. It's just when I heard about it, my jaw dropped. My eyes popped out of my head. I was
okay,
so...
Okay. What is it?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I want to hear about it. I mean, before you describe any more body parts, tell me what it is.
You've heard of Disney World. You've heard of Epcot Center. You've heard of Universal Studios? Have you?
Yeah.
You are looking at the new owner of Orlando's next red-hot tourist attraction.
Turtle World? I'm telling you, it's a gold mine. This must be what Walt Disney felt like when he first saw mice.
Isn't it great?
Takes my breath away.
Well, that's the turtles. You'll get used to that. I'm telling you, we're going to make a fortune, Hayden. Turtles are so hot now. Just look at those teenage mucus ninja ones. I'm telling you, put a sign up for anything in Orlando and people are going to show up. I mean, Gatorland is packed. They got a flea market off I-40. They advertised, got cars backed up for a mile for fleas.
I told you this before, Luther. I am not interested.
Yeah, I know you said that, but I just thought now that you've seen it, you know, you might want a little piece.
I don't want a little piece, especially now that I've seen it.
Hey, I'm telling you, the tax advantages for a business like this are enormous. I think we can convince the government that this is a turtle ranch. And if we can, whoa, look out, farm subsidies.
Are you investing your money in this?
No, I'm here simply as a dentist / financial advisor.
Hey, there's a guy that owns the place. Hey, Ted, over here.
Hey, Luther.
How's it going?
Good. Be with you guys in a minute.
Okay.
Makes the grand total with tax. Carry the four. $59.83.
Would you look at this? It's like stealing.
Thank you. You come back and see us again real soon, huh? Take it slow.
Phew. It just never stops around here.
Guys, this is Ted Tully, owner, curator, and proprietor of Turtle World. Ted here has owned this place for over 20 years.
Oh, and I've loved every minute of it.
Then why are you looking to unload it?
Turtles are a young man's game. You know, I've enjoyed it, but comes a time and you just want to slow down.
Excuse me. Are you in charge here?
Yeah.
Well, you know, your sign says that the next show starts at 4 o'clock and it's already 5 after.
Oh, I'll be right over. Go on. See what I mean? 8 shows a day. I'd like to cut back, but the turtles love to perform.
Can I go now?
No, this is the best part. You gotta see this. Come on. Come on.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ted's fabulous turtle world. I'm Ted, and this is my fabulous world. At over 200 million years of age, the turtle is perhaps the oldest and certainly the most beloved creature on Earth. The turtle has been an inspiration to artists and poets throughout the ages, easily earning the title of God's most perfect creation.
The turtle?
North America has the distinct privilege of serving as host to 7 different families and over 177 different species of turtles. Anybody here have any questions about these noble creatures?
If I get one of those little turtles, how long do I have to wait until it gets to the size of these?
You'll be dead long before that. But these giant turtles here can live over 150 years in captivity. That's true. Any other questions?
How do you tell the difference between male and female turtles?
Why are you asking all this stuff?
Excuse me for having a curious mind.
Well, I really can't tell the difference between male and female turtles. But then, I don't have to. As long as they can tell the difference, there'll be plenty of young little turtles for years to come. Now I'd like you to all come into the petting pen and have a personal one-on-one upfront encounter with Ike and Mamie.
I think they're named after that singing group, Ike and Mamie Turner.
Oh, if you'd like to have your picture taken to make the folks back home jealous, $3.95.
Oh, I'd like to send one of those to my dad.
Oh, that'll give him years of pleasure, Dauber.
Come on, Dauber. I'll show you how to get a turtle to smile.
Hey, Luth. I've seen the show. It was the longest 3 minutes of my life. I'm going.
Hey, I know it isn't much, but it doesn't have to be that much. Just enough to support me in my retirement. Otherwise, I'm going to be spudging off you a lot more than this.
Oh, Luther.
Come on. Hayden, please. I'm begging you. I need you on this one.
Well, you don't know anything about turtles.
What? No. Come on, Hayden, please. I mean, I promise you do this for me. I will never ask you to do another thing for me as long as I live.
Oh, if I could believe
it. Oh, you can believe it. You can believe it. I swear I will never ask you to do anything for me as long as I live. I don't care if I'm a pathetic old man starving to death on the streets. You won't have to give me as much as a crust of stale bread.
Even if it's snowing out?
Even if it's snowing.
And you got no shoes?
You're absolutely shoeless.
And you need money for an operation?
Yeah, what do you? I won't even ask.
Under those conditions, I'm in.
Beautiful sight, Luth.
Well, you helped make it possible, Bill.
Yeah. One half of 1% of this baby's mine. I'm living large.
Excuse me? These turtles that you're selling, are they guaranteed?
Yeah, they sure are.
For how long?
For the life of the turtle.
Great!
Hey, partner!
Yeah, wait, don't say that so loudly.
So, what do you think?
I have to admit, it's kind of fun.
And it's a gold mine. This morning alone, we've sold over $500 worth of souvenirs. Here, take a look at this.
I rode the big one at Turtle World.
I wrote that.
And they're selling like hotcakes. I'll tell you, Hayden, I know you were skeptical about all this, but I believe this is going to work out great for both of us.
Well, I finished your report.
Well, this is Dr. Howard. He's the veterinarian here. Look at the turtles.
Oh, how you doing, Doc?
Nice to see you.
So how are the turtles doing?
Well, they're the same as when Ted had them. They're dying.
What do you mean the turtles are dying?
Look, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the previous owner. You can't take a turtle out of its natural habitat without significantly reducing its lifespan.
Come on, they look fine to me.
You know anything about turtles?
What's to know?
Well, you gotta be kidding. There's nothing wrong with these turtles. Look how frisky this guy is.
How long can we expect these turtles to live?
Well, in their natural habitat, maybe up to 200 years. Here, about a quarter of that time.
Oh, Hayden. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah. Put a stop payment on my check. Excuse me.
If you really care about these animals, you'll shut this place down and take them back to where they belong.
I know what you're thinking. This is all my fault. Well, it isn't. I mean, you're the one that loaned me the rest of the money I needed. I mean, if you had a mind of your own, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Guys, come on. This is no time to be blaming each other. You've got to figure out what you're going to do. Knowing what you know now, you can't keep these turtles.
I mean, what do we know here? What if that if we let them go, they might live 200 years? Might? How do we know if we let them go so they won't get eaten?
Eaten by what?
Eagles.
Eagles don't eat turtles.
Well, yeah, you don't know that.
Okay, what size eagle would we be talking about that would eat one of these?
Well, we could be talking about a whole flock of eagles. On the other hand, we keep them here. You know, they can live like 50 years, carefree, just living and, you know, they get fed here, people pet them, and then there's not an eagle in sight.
Are you trying to convince yourself that the turtles are better off here?
They might be. We don't know that. They might be. I mean, we're just taking this guy's word for it, that that they lived 200 years. I think we ought to get a second opinion. I mean, if someone told you you were dying, when you want to get a second opinion?
Okay, fine. We'll get a second opinion. What if the second opinion is the same as the first?
I'll be going. We let them go. We just let them go.
Oh, okay. And then we lose our money.
Well, maybe not all. Maybe we keep them for 5 years, then let them go.
Oh, we keep them for 5 years, we still shorten their lives.
Yeah, well, not that by that much.
Yeah, but some.
Well, now, what the hell you want me to say, Hayden?
I want you to say, Hayden, I was wrong and you were right. I want you to say, Hayden, I will never again ask you for anything. Even if I'm a starving little old man out in the street, I'll never again even ask you for a crust of bread. Even if it's snowing, even if I got no shoes, and even if I need money for an operation. I want you to say that.
Well, I'm not going to say that till I get a second opinion.
Very upset, Coach.
Boy, nothing gets by you, does it, Doc?
I think it's all that psychology I took.
We gotta let him go, and you gotta help us.
But tonight? I mean, it's storming outside.
Well, it's storming in here, too, Hayden. Every hour we keep those turtles is an hour stealing of their lives.
What about a second opinion?
I don't need a second opinion. Hayden, after everybody left tonight, I went into that pen, and I looked in those turtles' eyes. I mean, it was like looking at the E.T.'s eyes. Not the E.T. at the beginning of the movie, closer to the E.T. at the end, you know, where Elliot found him in the ditch dying and he could hardly breathe. And he kept saying in that raspy little voice, "Oh, oh." Listen, I got us a boat and a truck. It's only $300 a piece. The ocean's an hour away. I figure we can let Ike maybe go. We'd be back here before dawn. Come on, Wesley, let's go. Come on, Hayden. Come on, Hayden, please. The storm isn't getting any better out there. Let's move it. Come on. What's the matter with you?
Don't you have something you want to say to me?
Hayden, I got dying turtles out there. Oh, this is really petty of you. You were right and I was wrong. It was a stupid idea and I was a stupid person to think of it. I won't ever ask you for another thing again as long as I live. I don't care if I'm a pathetic old man starving in the street. You don't have to give me so much as a crust of bread. I don't care if it's snowing and I don't have any shoes and I need an operation. I said it! There, are you happy?
What is going on?
Just going for a little boat ride, sweetheart. You gotta get my raincoat.
Just walked up, picked them off.
Like what?
Nine eagles.
This should be far enough.
Okay, let's do it. Come on, Mamie. We're going back home.
Here you go, Ike. Your lady's waiting.
Okay. I'm gonna miss you, big guy. Swim, little buddy. Swim.
Okay, Donald, turn that thing around.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart.
Here you go, dog, this ought to pep you up. Hayden?
Oh,
come on, you guys, you ought to be feeling good about yourself. We did a wonderful thing last night. Long after we're rotting in the ground, Ike and Mamie will be out there frolicking in the sea. It's like we freed Willie. Doesn't that make you feel good?
The only part of that story that makes me feel good is you rotting in the ground.
Hello?
Is that Ted?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I was just passing along on the highway, and I saw the clothes sign. What's going on?
Well, Mr. Tilly, we got a problem.
What's that?
You sold us dying turtles.
What are you talking about?
Dr. Howard came by last night, and he told them that we're keeping them in captivity. They were dying.
Oh, Dr. Howard, he's always going around saying things like that. He's a fanatic.
You saying he lied to us?
Well, it's true that turtles don't usually live as long in captivity as they do in their natural surroundings, but that's not always the case. Well, I've devoted my life to turtles. I love those little son of a guns, and I've got documented evidence to prove that turtles have lived in captivity up to 150 years. Why, the way I took care of Ike and Mamie, oh, there's no telling how long they could live.
You saying we let them go for nothing?
You let them go?
Yeah, we let them go.
I've had Ike and Mamie since 1973.
I don't care. I'm still glad we let them go. I think turtles are a lot better off in their natural habitat.
Well, where'd you take them?
Well, we rented a boat last night. We took them back to the ocean where they belong.
But those were desert turtles.
More Coach starring Craig T. Nelson. Ever wonder what the T stands for? Tiberius? Tippy? Nope, just Theodore. But you know, Tippy's a lot more fun than Theodore, so stay tuned. The Coach Marathon starring Craig Tippy Nelson continues next on Nick at Night.